Hello.
My name is Tamika, returning the call from Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purpose. May I speak to the person that requests the call back, please?
Yes, this is her.
How may I assist you today?
Recently, I tried to file an unemployment claim, but I guess I filed in the wrong state. So they told me that I should file in Alabama. And so I guess that's the reason for my call is to file the unemployment claim because the one that I initially filed in the other state was denied.
I have your social security number.
Yes, it's 420-37-7321.
And your name?
Is it your Gwendolyn Clay?
And your date of birth?
April 9th, 1991.
Your mother's maiden name?
It is Johnson.
And your driver's license number?
7971312.
Okay, so your PIN number is going to be 5444.
Okay, write that down.
And what's your preferred language?
English.
And do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, I don't.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement and falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud, do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years. It can affect your ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
And did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
I filed a claim, but I didn't receive any benefits.
So yes or no?
I guess yes, if you're asking that I filed.
Yes, did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
Yes.
Okay. And have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment benefits? Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and the only to file for TA benefits, yes or no?
I guess that's a no.
Okay, so TA benefits if you were employed and the job moved overseas.
Okay, so yeah, that's a no.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification, yes or no?
No.
And have your name changed since you last filed, yes or no?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years, yes or no?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years, yes or no?
No.
And what's a good telephone number for you?
334-389-6601.
In what state are your driver's license issued in?
Alabama.
What's your race?
Black.
You're not Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
Associate's degree.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I am.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And what's your residence address?
You said what is my address?
Yes, your address.
It's 306 Central Park Circle in Enterprise, 36330.
I'm sorry, what was the city again?
Enterprise, Enterprise.
And the zip code?
36330.
And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, it is.
And what's your occupation?
It is a customer care representative.
And are you seeking work in your usual occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
No.
And are you currently registered for or attending school or training, yes or no?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work, yes or no?
No.
And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
And are you available to accept full-time work, yes or no?
That what type of work? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Full-time.
Yes.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
Can you repeat that question again?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
Yes.
And how many miles do you want to travel one way to a job?
No more than 30 miles.
And what is the lowest hourly wage that you would accept?
$20 an hour.
And are you a corporate officer for a business, yes or no?
No.
Do you own a business, yes or no?
No.
And do you work for yourself, yes or no?
Can you repeat that question?
Do you work for yourself?
No.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license, yes or no?
No.
And have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury, yes or no?
No.
And have you applied for, are you receiving a pension from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the time between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st of 2024, yes or no?
I guess since the company location is in Ohio, I guess that would be a yes.
In what state?
It's in Ohio. It's a work from home job.
Okay, so did you work in Ohio?
No, I've lived in Alabama, but
so not. Yeah, so it's not asking. It's asking, have you worked in another state, not where the job is located at?
No.
And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? Yes or no?
Is that a must that it has?
It's up to you.
Okay, no.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit, into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take 5 to 7 days to deliver to you. After you approve for payments, and there are fees may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit, which you prefer.
I would prefer to get the card.
Okay, what was the name of your employer?
It is 180, so it's spelled like O.
I have it.
Okay.
And what's that phone number?
Let me see if it's a phone number, because like I said, it's a work from home job, so I don't really, let's see, 212-297-1477.
And what city and state did you work in?
In Enterprise, Alabama.
Okay. And your employment start date?
It was, let me look. I think it was December the 6th, but let me just double check. It was December the 5th, 2022.
And last day work?
It was June the 6th, 2024.
And what's region no longer working?
It was a forced resignation, so either quit or be fired.
Excuse me?
But it was a forced resignation, either quit or be fired.
So you quit?
I mean, yeah, I guess you could say that it was a forced resignation. So that was what the HR told us. And then they told us to file unemployment.
And what was the reason for you quitting?
They didn't really give us a reason other than that they were about to start doing layoffs due to overstaffing. So they gave us the option to quit or be fired.
And have you received, do you expect to receive in the following pay for any time after last day of work, vacation pay?
I did. I received a $600 check.
How many hours for vacation pay?
I can guesstimate because I didn't have my checks since I was already not working here anymore.
So we don't need that information.
Hold on, because it was $600. I can tell you. So I got paid for 3 vacation days, and then
how many hours?
It was 24 hours of vacation, and then
and how much per hour?
It was $19 an hour.
And it's Monday through Friday, 40 hours per week, your normal work week?
Mm-hmm.
And what about sick pay?
Let me see if I received any sick pay. And it was, yeah, it was 2 days of sick pay at the night.
How many hours?
16.
And how much per hour?
19.
And what about holiday pay?
No holiday pay.
And have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Because you are certified your answers are true and accurate, and the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wage reported by your employer. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud and penalties. Do you understand?
I understand. I have a question for you real quick, though, because I received a severance pay, and I want to make sure I report it.
Okay. We haven't got to that part yet.
Okay.
If we exit. And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Anniston, Tuscaloosa, Bessemer, Delville, none of the above.
Delville.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 115 Harris Street, 1335 Granada Road, 16 Trent Road, 255 Darrell Drive, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
16 Trent Road.
And what color is your 2007 BMW 6 Series? Black, blue, cream, yellow, or I've never been associated with this vehicle?
I've never been associated with this vehicle.
And you hereby filed in that claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
I agree.
And you certify on the penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Do you agree?
I agree.
And you understand that it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities. Do you agree?
I agree.
Okay. So the following question, telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also rates you for work with Alabama Career Center. Your career application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career application for the rest of your unemployment. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you will log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your weekly claim. Failure to file instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial in benefits. The process you just completed files your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefit for the previous week. And failure to make and complete a weekly claim could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and end on Saturday. You can file your weekly claim either online in the claimants portal or by calling 1-800-752-7389. And the number again is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly claim can be made on Sunday beginning at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed by 5 on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first week of certification between Sunday and Friday by 5. And whether filing online or by phone, you will need to remember your PIN number. Additional instructions are on your Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union. Employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, and claimants attend direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. And it's very important you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. And if you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. And your employer will be contacted regarding the separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings, and if so, you'll be contacted by phone or letter before decisions on your claim is made. And beginning January 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide contact when you complete your weekly claim, and you may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contact them. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in loss of benefits. And for assistance with your work search, you can visit your local Alabama Career Center. And this concludes your claim today, ma'am. Your transaction ID number is going to be 4898-57605.
Okay. Can you repeat that one more time?
4898-57605.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling Alabama Employment Claims. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.
You too, bye.